You're listening to Real Conversations with Jacob Young. Real Conversations is sponsored by Boys Town, saving children, healing families for over 100 years. They're literally changing young lives every single day. Please go to boystown.org to find out how you can help support Boys Town. And while you're there, check out all the free parenting tips that they offer. RCJY is also sponsored by Lane Frost Brand, made for the champion in you. They have amazing hats, hoodies, and so much more, something for the whole family. Go to lanefrost.com and, hey, be sure to use Jacob15. You'll save 15% on anything and everything Lane Frost Brand. Now, the Webster Dictionary defines the term up and coming as a person who is beginning a particular activity or occupation, making good progress, and likely to become successful. Synonyms include promising, budding, talented, and gifted. All these terms apply to this week's guest, the budding, talented, and gifted singer-songwriter, Bobby DiMario, is here with me this week. You know what time it is. It's time to keep it real with Real Conversations with Jacob Young. Bobby D, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Wow, I appreciate the introduction.
Well, we're actually here in Nashville right now together, recording tracks for your first EP. I mean, this is a very exciting time for you in your life right now.
Yeah, this is like, it feels like a dream coming true.
Let me ask you, how important has your family been to you as you start your journey into the music industry?
Wow. Honestly, it's kind of hard to explain because they are, the most important. Actually, I don't think I would be into music. I wouldn't have. They're so supportive. And, you know, the fact that they just are letting me, you know, instead of being like, go to college or like get like a normal job, all this stuff. They just believe in me, especially my mom, my sister, my dad, just they're everything.
It's pretty amazing when you can have that kind of support system around you.
Yeah, I'm so grateful for it. Because you see, like a lot of artists, they always talk about how their parents didn't believe in them and they had to like prove them wrong. But to me, I'm really grateful that I have a good support team and they, you know, they're happy that I'm doing this.
Well, they obviously believe in you. What drives you to want to succeed as a singer songwriter?
It's like an excuse. Writing my songs to me is like a journal. It's like my journal. Like, you know how like people have diaries? To me, like, it's like a document of how I'm feeling. And the fact that I get to make a kind of like paint a picture over anything that I either went through, want to go through, even if it's not about me. Sometimes I write a lot of songs about other people's experiences. It's just so fun. And I don't know, like, it just gives me this like feeling inside and out of tune from the world that nothing else does.
I like this, the what you said about it's like your own personal journal. I mean, it really can be that. I mean, do you find that when you write a song, whether you're going through something personally in your life, does it help you to get through maybe those times or maybe get some clarity about something that might be going on in your life?
It does, and it actually helps me feel better if the song I actually think came out really good. Like, it's almost like I'm like, you know what? Maybe it's not all that bad that this happened because maybe one day this will be a hit song.
It's a great way of looking at it. Let me ask you, was there a teacher or someone in your life who has influenced you to reach your dreams?
Actually, who I met very recently is my vocal coach. His name is Gary. He is someone who actually sees something in me, and he is just, oh, dude, he's the best. He's been singing his whole life on like Broadway, opera. I've only had two vocal coaches. He's the second one I've ever had, and I swear he's the best one in the world, and I haven't even met all of them. But yeah, no, I recently met him like less than a year ago, but yeah, yeah, he's definitely a big part of why I'm really tackling this full on.
Well, somebody like himself who's been singing his whole life, what kind of advice has he given you?
His goal is to, so everyone has like a unique sound in their own voice, but you want to be you. You want to sound like nobody else, and you don't want anyone to sound like you. So not only is he, am I taking like a more of a classical approach to vocal development, he's really helping me find my like voice. Like he helped me find my voice. Like that's like the Bobby DiMaggio voice. And I'm really grateful for that because I don't think I could have done it on my own.
Oh, that's great. Who are some of your major influences?
Man, that's a tough question. It changes a lot. Like some of my major influences don't even sing. It changes a lot. I can tell you who my major influence of like this month might be.
Well, tell me who some of your influences this month.
I've been on a Elvis binge. I've been really listening like every single thing Elvis did. Between his movie that Austin Butler acted in, which was I heard it was great. I didn't see it yet, but I've seen all the interviews and Elvis's music is just, man, it's just so interesting. And it's one of those things like you like don't know anyone who sounds like Elvis, and Elvis doesn't sound like anybody else. And that's really what I want. I feel like that's what you need.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear a certain voice, you don't mistake it. You hear Elvis Presley, and you recognize it immediately. You were talking to me earlier today about Eric Clapton. It's another
Yeah.
person. Not only is his vocals, but he has a specific guitar sound. And when you hear his guitar, you go, "That's Eric Clapton."
Yeah,
So
like,
you definitely want that stamp. That's that that you know, this is my sound.
yes, like artists that I look up to a lot to more modern age would be like Harry Styles, the Kid Laroi, Post Malone, even Dominic Fike. There's this electronic producer, his name's Flume. I'm not sure if you heard of him. I just love him because of how experimental he is. Like he breaks the rules, like he's just himself. And I really like the artists that are just themselves.
That's great, brother. Now, I know you have a vision. You're gearing up to fulfill that vision. If you were to say you were at the top of your game, you had multiple hits that are out, what would that look like, your life for you? What is that vision like for you?
Like what I would consider, the top of my goals.
Yeah, you're the apex of your
All right.
goals, your dream. What does that look like to you?
Well, as cliche as it might sound, I do want to be the number one artist in the world one day. I want to have hits after hits. I don't know, like for me, it's like, I feel like why not shoot for the stars?
Yeah, man, dream big. You have to, I mean, because there's always going to be people there that, are going to say, "Hey, that's not possible." It's hard because there's so many people that are trying to follow that dream. But I've heard your music. I know how passionate you are, and you have just as much ability as anybody else that's out there that's on the top of their game and following their dreams.
Thank you.
Being a young adult in today's world is more challenging than ever. What are some of the challenges that you and your peers are facing these days?
I think it's comparing. People like to say it's like a girl thing, like every girl's trying to compare to themselves on the girl on social media. I think it's the same way for guys too. I think we're all caught up in trying to be cool, impressing people, trying to be perfect. But that's just where we're at right now. Especially my age, it's almost like there are so many people who I've actually met who make music, who are making music specifically to sound like something that they think people are going to like. And I've heard them like forget about this stuff and make music that they love. And I'm like, dude, this is amazing. And they're like, yeah, but I don't know if people are going to like it. I'm like, dude, that's where you're going wrong. Like, you don't understand what this could touch, this could touch people in a way.
Yeah, I want to back up a little bit. You actually said something that really stuck out to me, and it's something I talk a lot about on the podcast, specifically how it affects younger people, and that's social media. Tell
Yeah.
me, what are some of the positives about social media, and what are some of the negatives that you see about social media?
Positively, I think the reach, you know, you get to, you're so exposed to so many things. Like if you want to find something, you'll find it. If you're even a little bit interested in something, you'll be able to get there, meeting people, talking to people, inspiration. But then there's also like, you don't even know what's real or fake out there. Like there's so many people who look like they're someone else. And then you meet them in real life or get to know them or already know them in real life first. And then you see their social media and like, this does not make sense. I think that's a problem, you know?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of unrealistic images that are out there that young people look at. And, you know, look, if they, people are having fun with the filters and all of that, but there's a lot of people that their entire social media doesn't even look like them. And these youngsters, young girls, young guys are trying to, you know, base their life after that and that perfection like you're talking about. And I think it's a sad existence to put so much pressure on someone.
Yeah, like to watch people go and like rent cars and like post a picture of it like it's theirs. And then now you have to live up, like you have to top that because that's just like, you know, how people work. Like we want to one up ourselves. So like now you're like caught in a loop of just like faking a lifestyle you might not even be able to afford or something. And then giving people a false like impression on yourself.
Yeah. What advice would you give to somebody who's a young person that is falling into that trap?
Well, for starters, don't take my advice because I'm just as young as you are and don't know any better. But I personally think that just be yourself. And if you want, if you're maybe to you, you know, your image and making yourself look like someone you're not on social media is like truly your passion and what you love, then do it. But I think you'll be surprised of how many people actually appreciate you for you. And it feels a lot better because now it's easier to just like live your life. Like now you don't have to like think too much, you know, you just do you.
That's some wise words from such a young man. All my guests on the show, they take a ride in the Jacob Young time machine. And, you know, usually they all go back in time. But since you already are so young, I'm going to readjust the time machine dials. You're here recording in Nashville this week. What do you want to remember most about this week 20 years from now?
I think I'm going to remember all of it because it's like my, you know, like your first, it's kind of like you never really forget, like your first big kind of cool opportunity. But we're only on day one, so I don't know. So far, I'm definitely going to remember this whole day. Flying on an airplane by myself for the first time, I'm going to remember that too. And I just can't wait to see how these songs come out. I really can't. Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be amazing.
Well, let's talk about who you're actually going to, you're who's producing it, who you're recording with.
All right. So this guy named Tone Deaf, great producer. I mean, like the songs that he's produced, I'm generally like really big fans of him and the artists that he's worked with. And so I know there's going to be no issues. Like I'm going to be in love with whatever we do.
Yeah. I'm super stoked for you, brother. Now you're my first guest to also ride in the Jacob Young superpower machine. If you could pick, if you could pick one superpower, what would it be?
Oh, I'm really indecisive. I don't know. Probably something that won't change my life drastically, because that might take the fun out. Maybe being able to like go invisible would be cool. Man, that's a good question.
Well, why visibility?
All right, I would pick a superpower to have a superhero friend, so I don't have to do any of the work. And then if I want to see some cool stuff, I just feel like being invisible would be kind of fun because you could definitely sneak on like an airplane, save a lot of money like that, and it's not too OP because you know you can't like teleport or something like that.
Okay,
but maybe only like once in a while, like you got to like let it recharge. Like okay, I can go invisible for I don't know, maybe 30 minutes or something.
Yeah, like there's like a limit to your invisibility.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. It's you have invisibility with a conscience.
Yeah, right.
That's cool. So Boys Town's motto is "He ain't heavy, he's my brother," and the story is when Father Flanagan was alive many, many years ago, one of the young boys, they didn't have all the medical equipment and things that they needed. So one boy didn't have crutches and he couldn't walk. So all the boys would take turns carrying him to class and to football games. And one day Father Flanagan said, "Isn't he heavy?" And he said, "He isn't heavy, Father. He's my brother." Meaning that we've all been carried by somebody emotionally, not necessarily physically. But my question is, because I always ask everybody who's carried you, and we know that your family is carrying you, but is there anyone that you've been that special person and helped carry them emotionally in their lives?
Well, I have a twin sister. So we both, you know, like been together since we were born. So we both played our, like, we played a therapist role with each other for our whole lives. But I don't know if I would say carry too much. If I had to pick, it'd be her, but same goes to her. And I'm thankful for her, you know, being the carrying sister as well sometimes. I feel like maybe I'm carrying myself right now. I don't know. Maybe I haven't had the opportunity to, like, carry someone.
Yeah, that's fair enough, man. But I think having a twin definitely would lean itself to that because you're there to support each other. I think that's a very honest answer also about, hey, maybe I'm just carrying myself right now. But there will become a time in your life and you're going to remember this question and you're going to say, you know what? I know who carried me and who I carry.
Yeah.
All in good time, my friend. And I got to say, Bobby, I'm super excited. I know your sister is. I know your family is. And we're going to come back and we're going to be doing another podcast episode once we got some of that music ready to be released. So everybody out there listening to Real Conversations, be on the lookout for Bobby DiMario and what he's going to be serving up, because it's going to be great.
I'm so stoked.
I'm stoked for you. Well, thanks for joining me today, buddy.
Dude, thanks for having me.
And that's about all the time that we have for this week. Real Conversations is sponsored by Boys Town and the Boys Town National Hotline. If you're in crisis or you need someone to simply talk to, please call the Boys Town toll-free national hotline at 800-448-3000. It's a 24/7 crisis resource and referral number for kids and their parents. And they're always there to help. If you don't feel like talking, text VOICE to 20121. Someone will get back to you immediately. Thanks for joining me on Real Conversations. I'm Jacob Young. Till next time, love yourself and love each other.